great. I thought that I expected more from the NRA, even though I'm a member of the NRA, and I'm not trying to hurt them. What I'm trying to do is protect the cattlemen and the farmers when they have bad players. You know, a good hunter is going to know where he's at. A bad hunter is going to cross the line multiple times, and when he's dragging a 10-point buck out, he needs to be prosecuted. And you can't prosecute him when they remove the signs. Now, if the NRA wants me to paint a 2-inch lettering that says no trespassing on a pine tree, if you know anything about pine trees, that ain't going to last but about a week. But a blaze orange vertical line, and we could even put that a year out, because Game and Fish changes game laws every year, right? They new start dates, number of fish you can catch. We could make it go out a year, giving plenty of notification to people, to hunters. But I'm not concerned about good hunters. I don't think these cattlemen will prosecute a good hunter that crosses the line. They might ask him, you know, there's the line 50 feet. Now, if he does it five times in one deer season, yeah, they're going to be pissed. But it's not. This is not for good hunters. It's for bad hunters. Or if you want to call it that, it's people that violate game laws and violate property lines. So I find it so hard to believe that this is simple, but it's amazing up here what can become complicated. But let me know if I can ever help you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.